So good. I don't know about you, but I've already listened to that Kanye album twice now. And you know what I hear more than rap music, more than Kanye, is the gospel, baby. The beauty of the gospel that he can save. I love it so much. I just have had a smile on my face all day long, not just because of the Kanye album, which I'm glad he dropped when he said he was going to. Well, on the second time. I was just thinking about all of the blessings that we have in Christ. Truly, every single thing that the world offers just does not even come close to what God gives us. Truly, his yoke is easy. It's light and it's sweet. I never knew that before I came to know Christ. I thought it was just a bunch of rules, but man, the blessings that come along with obedience just overflow you with joy. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great time worshiping our great God. Had a great rest. Got to spend a lot of time with the family. And remember why we are here. Not to be acquiring things, living for this world, but for something so much greater. We have such a higher purpose. And we get to experience such amazing things that are done by our God. If you have any questions, comments, you want to reach out to me, you can find me, Matt, at How to Build a Tent. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Thank you for all of you guys who have been handing me bullets. I really appreciate your guys' response to last week's episode. That was really great. Hopefully all you guys are back safe from ReformCon. I hope that was great. Really missed out. Hope I can get to be there next time. If you haven't already, check out ReformGelicals the last week before the price goes up to $5 from $2. If you want to join us live and watch as AD and I talk through different issues of the day, that show is so fun. I've never had a show where I can do it next day. I'm watching it again and editing it and enjoying it. Not because of me per se, but I just think the interaction and the conversation is so good. I hope you get a chance to check it out. We have it on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and all those other good places. We also have our book club coming up that I'm really looking forward to, even though Doug Wilson swooped in on me and did a book review on the book we're doing, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. But he recommended it. He said it was a good book, and I agree. I think it's a fantastic book, so I think you guys should check it out. Even if you don't get a chance to come and be a part of the show, I recommend the book. It's really good. We do negotiate all through life, and you should, hone those skills. You should hone those skills. So I wanted to talk about something that maybe there is this fear, and maybe this is applicable to you, but it was just speaking of Kanye and listening to his album in the background. I hope that picks up well, and I don't have to edit it out because that was a really good song. But there is this question that I've seen people ask, not necessarily Kanye, but his pastor or the guy who's been kind of discipling him, is shouldn't he kind of just go learn Christianity before he goes out into the spotlight, before he is used by God? And you think through the Bible, there's so many times where the woman at the well just goes out and preaches, quote unquote, not in church, but evangelizes is probably the better word to say there. Evangelizes and tells her experience with Jesus. And she was just telling the story of what she encountered that day in the well. And there's a lot of opportunities, or I should say, there's a lot of events or times like that where people were just able to respond and were equipped to do something great. And I don't think this is only true in the spiritual sense per se, that is preaching the gospel. But I think God can call us to do great things, even though we're not experts. And I think sometimes that we, in our professional careers, in our business startups, in our side hustles, we get held back or we don't even get to start because we have this fear that we don't know enough yet, that we aren't qualified enough yet. But I think part of the great thing about stepping out, starting a business, taking a job that you may not feel you're qualified for, is that's going to be some of the best learning of your life. When you step out of your comfort zone, when you step out of your expertise, quote unquote, that can be some of the greatest learning. I was just talking with my cousin when I was up doing the surprise birthday. She got a master's in marketing. I have an MBA. And we were talking about, like, we learn more from starting businesses than getting our master's degrees. It's so true. And so I just, like, want to encourage you guys to not let your lack of mastery, quote unquote, hold you back from attempting things. Like, if you fail, so what? If you need to ask for help, that's great. Leverage it to build a network. Find a mentor. Find people to help you. Find coworkers. Find people that can collaborate with you. Partners. It's a great opportunity. When you ask for people to help you, you're giving them buy-in. That's one of the things that we talk about in the book club, or that's talked about in the book we'll discuss in the book club. Another thing I wanted to talk about today, and it kind of goes along with this, honestly, is what are you trying that's new? What are you doing to improve yourself, become more efficient? What are you doing to grow your finances, to cut your cost, to learn something new, language, new skill? What are you doing to improve yourself? I think that's a good question for us to ask from time to time, is what can I do? Maybe it's just something small, like brew my own coffee to save money from going to Starbucks, or to save time from having to rush in the mornings to get into the long Starbucks line. Maybe I'm brewing my coffee at home and I'm reading the Word of God, and that's what I'm going to do new this next week. Or maybe it is I'm going to outsource some things that I normally do myself that I'm not really strong at, and I'm going to focus on my strengths and let someone else who has a strength in my weakness focus on that. And then I'm going to become more efficient that way. I don't know what it could be in. It could be in work. It could be your personal life. It could be with your kids, with your wife or your husband. It could be in all these different areas, but I think it'd be great for us to get into a habit of asking, what can I do differently? What can I do new to improve, to get closer to my goals, to be more efficient, to be more helpful, to be more of a blessing? What is something new I can do? I think that's a great question. So I am not too familiar with the whole Reformed world. Like, honestly, most of my experience is from the CrossPolitik guys, Gabe, David, we talk a lot. Or I should say, when we talk a lot. My wife always is like, David, when David calls, I know you're going to be on the phone for at least an hour. And I love it. I wouldn't want it to be with anyone else, because that man is a genius. And I love hearing what he has to say. But I tried something new and I listened to Al Mohler. And he was talking in it was a YouTube podcast or whatever he does or calls it, where he just answers a bunch of questions. And one of them was, is it right or wrong to join a union? And I think he kind of missed the mark on one of the pieces that need to be considered when we think about, is it right or wrong to join a union? I am of the belief, before I get into it, that unions had a big role to play and a just role to play to make sure that individuals were not taken advantage of by companies in the beginning. And I think there was a place for unions in the beginning. Today is a different story. And Al kind of talks about how it's different today. But he says it's a case-by-case basis. And I guess, yeah, I agree. But the big unions that people are mostly part of have become funding mechanisms for the Democrat Party. And I think this is where it becomes morally wrong for us to contribute to them. And I'll say it with a caveat that if you feel that you are called to transform the union or to reform the union or to steer them away from what they are doing and you want to stay in the union for that, I could totally see that as a justifiable argument. I'm not saying that you cannot be part of a union. But if you are just being part of the union for the union's sake and you're not trying to change it, you need to think about this. that some of these unions, and I got a list of them, for example, the Carpenters Union, they gave $7.5 million to the Democrats and the Liberals. That's $7.5 million of union money going to Democrats who are attacking our anti-Christian, funding abortions, and doing everything that is against our beliefs. I don't think you should be part of that union. I don't think that you should be contributing to somebody who's giving 97% of their union political contributions to a party that's slaughtering children and at war with Christianity. Let's see, what else is laborers unions? Number six, $5.4 million to the Democrat Party. Don't think you should be part of that union. And the list goes on and on and on. See, the unions have become, in most cases, a funding arm of the Democrat Party. And I don't know what you think about Donald Trump, but I know as Christians, we should not be funding and supporting the Democrats in any single way possible, because they are anti-God. They are against everything we believe in, and they are for the slaughter of children. They're for the gender transformation of children. They're for destruction, ruin, and death. And not one of my dollars should be going to that as a Christian. Not one. So I want you, if you are pondering that question as well, to consider where your money's going to if you're going to be a union. Oh, I might get a better paying job. I might get better health care. I don't know why you would want to. Maybe it's your profession. You have to be part of it. But I would just be seriously considering and praying for God to provide a way for you to get out of it or to rise to leadership and transform it. That's not a bad option either. But I think it is a big mistake for us to just try to be neutral, quote unquote. So pray for that. Pray about that. If you don't feel like you can get into the fight, pray for God to give you a way out and a job and an opportunity to leave the union. The last thing I wanted to hit is a great opportunity that somebody I know, her name's Angela, she goes to my church. Something that was put on our church's heart was to pay off the rest of our mortgage for the church property. Millions of dollars. And something that she's doing is giving a mini photo shoot for families for $50. And she's taking her time and she's going to donate all of the money to the church to help pay off the loan, the mortgage. And I just thought this was such a great opportunity and a great example for us who have a skill and how to use it to bless the church. And I want you to be thinking, like, how can you do something like that? Like, what can you do to donate money, to raise money? Like, we should be doing this stuff. Like, we do it as kids for our soccer teams, our football teams. Why do we stop doing that when the church, you know, has a calling, has ministries to support, have people to support, have ways that we can bless the church? Maybe it's cooking. Maybe it's doing laundry. Maybe it's doing car washes. I don't know, but I thought that was a really great way for her to use her business, use her skills to bless the church and to help us in our vision to pay off the mortgage for our property. So be thinking about that. That might be a great opportunity for you to serve in a non-traditional way. Talk to your pastor about that, see what they think. And now let's go out and have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless. Life like this, put your life back, try to take the life.